Well, back home now, and new figures show that migration to Australia plummeted last year to the lowest level in more than 100 years. In 2020, just 3,300 people migrated to Australia. Those numbers are extraordinary. Just a fraction of the 244,000 people who arrived the previous year. To discuss the implications of this big drop in migration, we're joined by Mark McCrindle, who's the founder of McCrindle Research Agency. Mark, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
How huge is this drop?
Oh, it's phenomenal. You know, we were growing through migration. In fact, prior to the pandemic, 60% of our population growth was because of arrivals from overseas. Last year, that was just 2%. So 98% of our growth is natural increase at the moment. And even the births are not doing very well. So, you know, we just haven't seen such low numbers, such small growth in Australia, as you said, for a century.
What does it mean for the country socially, demographically, and I guess economically?
Well, if we look at who was coming here and the visas under which they were coming, students were a big part of that, and university students, and that's obviously dropped to near zero. We had the skilled visa program, which is very strong. So, you know, we've got some growing shortages there and a very low unemployment rate in Australia at the moment. So, you know, businesses struggling to fill some of those numbers. And, of course, long-term holiday makers and seasonal holiday workers as well. So that's who's not coming, and it does have implications. But more broadly, migration and population growth has been adding something to our domestic growth and the GDP, and so that's going to see some impairment as well.
Mark, time is against us this morning. What sort of long-term impact do you think this drop in migration will have?
Well, it's going to take a while to recover, and probably we won't get back to the numbers that we were seeing. You know, 230,000 net migrants per year, that's what we were seeing. We'll probably settle a little bit below that. It'll take the best part of a decade to get back to that. I mean, it's most impacted in Victoria. They were the fastest growing state just a year prior, grew by 122,000 people. The state increased just 700 people last year. So it does show, you know, phenomenal numbers here and a big change in the Australia we knew.
Mark, it's going to keep demographers very busy working out what the implications will be. Thank you very much for joining us briefly.
Thanks, Sally.
That's Mark McCrindle. He's the founder of McCrindle Research Agency.